The resurrection is a big deal. Do you know that many Jews believed in the resurrection? Most of them believed that one day every righteous person would rise from the dead. Well, almost everybody, except a group called the Sadducees. The Bible says, then some of the Sadducees who deny that there's a resurrection came to him. Luke 20:27. I've often joked their name is quite appropriate because they were sad, you see. Oh, by the way, I made that up. Honestly, it's depressing if you don't believe in the resurrection. Paul said, if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. 1 Corinthians 15. Let's face it. If there's no afterlife, no heaven, no great family reunion in the sky, and no rewards, then let's just party on. But I'm grateful that Jesus cleared up the whole controversy by rising on the third day as he promised. The Bible declares that he's the first one to lead the way. Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Hey, wait a minute, Goulet. What about Lazarus? Although he did rise from the dead, he did not come back with a resurrected body. A resurrected body is perfect. In fact, Jesus described it like this. Nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. Luke 20:36. Hey, you may have lost a loved one recently, like me. I have to admit that it's super hard. I'm a bit of a mess right now. I thought I was ready, but I guess I wasn't. I even fell apart with the manager of our cabin. He dropped by to do a repair, and I started crying. Oh, my. Can I tell you a secret that's getting me through this? I believe in the resurrection. My mom is with the Lord right now. And she gets to see my dad and so many other loved ones. She sees angels and Jesus. Wow. One day she'll also receive a new resurrected body, like Jesus. It's kind of incredible that God believes in recycling. It's so comforting to know that God has it all planned out. By the way, my heavenly body will have six-pack abs. What about yours? Listen, live a fearless and significant life, because that's how you become a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Margoulet.